The goal of the Accessibility for Ontarians with Disabilities Act is to make Ontario accessible to people with disabilities by January 1, 2025. AODA aims to identify, remove, and prevent barriers for people with disabilities in key areas of daily living. Barriers can be anything that prevent a person with a disability from fully participating in all aspects of society because of their disability. This includes a physical barrier, an architectural barrier, an information or communications barrier, an attitudinal barrier, a technological barrier, and a policy or a practice. Accessibility for Ontarians with Disabilities has been developed to ensure that all Ontarians with disabilities are treated with respect, dignity, and equality. There are five standards that are part of the Accessibility for Ontarians with Disabilities Act. The first one is the Customer Service Standard. The second one is the Employment Standard. Number three is Information and Communication Standard. Number four is Transportation Standard. And the last one is the Built Environment Standard. Accessible customer service is not about ramps or automatic door openers. It's about understanding that people with disabilities may have different needs. It can be as easy as asking, "How can I help you?" and making small changes to how you serve customers with disabilities. The Accessibility Standard for Employment will help Ontario businesses and organizations make accessibility a regular part of finding, hiring, and supporting employees with disabilities. Job applicants will be notified that recruitment and hiring processes will be modified to accommodate their disabilities if requested. The accessibility needs of employees will be built into the board's human resources practices. There will be policies and plans in place, providing them individual emergency response information when necessary that promotes employee safety. The Information and Communication Standard aims to remove barriers by providing accessible formats. This may include Braille, sign language, audio, and electronic methods. The board will provide accessible formats and communication supports as quickly as possible with no additional cost when a person with a disability asks for them. People with disabilities may encounter difficulties when using computers. The Web Accessibility Initiative aims to improve accessibility to computers and the World Wide Web. The board will provide feedback processes that are accessible to all when requested. Any concerns regarding accessibility should be communicated to the Office of the Principal, Equity, Diversity, and Inclusive Education. This can be addressed through the board's website under the Customer Service Standards tab. The Transportation Standard will require transportation providers to make their services and vehicles accessible to people with disabilities. The board will work with transportation providers to ensure safe and reliable transportation arrangements are in place for all students. The Built Environment Standard addresses access to buildings, outdoor spaces, and businesses are expected to be built based on the Ontario Building Code. The Built Environment Standard includes access routes, outdoor public use eating areas, outdoor play spaces, exterior paths of travel, accessible parking, and obtaining services like service counters and waiting areas. Regular and ongoing training will be provided on the AODA. Training will include the requirements of the accessibility standards and the Human Rights Code as it pertains to persons with disabilities. According to Section 10 of the Ontario Human Rights Code and the AODA, disability is defined as any degree of physical disability. Birth defect or illness. Any degree of paralysis, amputation, lack of physical coordination. Blindness. Deafness. or muteness. This also includes physical reliance on any animal or remedial appliance or device. The code also covers a condition of mental impairment, or a developmental disability, a learning disability, or a mental disorder. Disability in the Human Rights Code includes an injury or disability for which benefits were claimed or received under WSIB. The Ontario Human Rights Code states that every person has a right to equal treatment with respect to employment without discrimination or harassment. The 16 prohibited grounds of discrimination are age, race, ancestry, place of origin, color, ethnic origin, citizenship, creed, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity or expression, marital status, family status, receipt of public assistance, record of offense, if pardoned, or disability. The Code recognizes the dignity and worth of every person in Ontario in employment, housing, facilities and services, contracts, and membership in unions, trade, or professional associations. The Code covers every aspect of the workplace environment and employment relationship, including recruitment, training, transfers, promotions, dismissal, rate of pay, hours of work, holidays, benefits, discipline, and performance evaluations. Organizations are to accommodate people with disabilities to the point of undue hardship. Canadians with disabilities include those with a physical or mental disability related to seeing, hearing, mobility, flexibility, dexterity, pain, learning, development, psychological, mental disorders, or memory. More than 2 million Canadians aged 25 to 64, or 11% of the population in this age group, reported being limited in their activities because of at least one of these conditions. Of this group, approximately 1 million were employed in 2011. Accessibility is good for Ontario because 1 in 7 people in Ontario have a disability. That is over 1.85 million Ontarians. By 2036, that number will rise to 1 in 5 as the population ages. An aging population and growing awareness of disabilities in Canada is on the rise. People with disabilities are often thought of as individuals in wheelchairs. However, disabilities can also be non-visible and non-apparent. It was found that 37% of employed adults with a memory disability indicated that their employer was unaware of their condition. Memory disabilities include Alzheimer's, dementia, and amnesia. Simply stated, it occurs when there is a disruption in the retention, recollection, and storage of memory. Types of disabilities include mobility, pain, agility, hearing, seeing, psychological, emotional, learning, and memory. In 2012, there was an estimated 3.8 million adult Canadians who reported being limited in their daily activities due to a disability. This represents 14% of the adult population. The three most prevalent disability types are pain at 10%, flexibility at 8%, and mobility at 7%. Other commonly reported disabilities include mental or psychological, dexterity, hearing, seeing, memory, and learning. The percentage of working-age Canadians reporting a disability increased along with the age group. It was found that Canada has an aging population. This is mainly a result of increased life expectancy and the fact that the baby boomer generation is reaching retirement age. In the coming years, Ontario faces a serious skills shortage as greater numbers of workers prepare to retire while there are fewer young people entering the workforce. The following generation is not as large due to a lower birth rate. Working Canadians pay into retirement for seniors. In 2011, the ratio of working age people for every senior was 4.9. By 2031, this number is expected to drop to 2.7. The most significant aging of the population will occur before 2031. Hiring people with disabilities isn't just the right thing to do. Hiring people with intellectual and developmental disabilities improves the bottom line. Studies have identified that hiring individuals with disabilities adds highly motivated people to the workforce while promoting an inclusive culture. There is no denying that persons with disabilities have lower employment rates and lower incomes compared with persons without disabilities. Yet many of them want to work, depending on the severity of their disability and the willingness of employers to hire and support employees with the work accommodation they may need. There are 795,000 working-age Canadians who are not working but whose disability does not prevent them from doing so. Half of this group have a post-secondary education. This is good news for employers seeking talent. Diversity of employment has a lot to contribute to the workforce. A variety and abundance of valuable skills and qualifications. Different experiences and problem-solving perspectives. Mentors and role models who inspire and speak to the entire population. Employers may find that, in the end, they needed to invest very little to gain productive and loyal employees. All people, regardless of disability, have equal right of access to all services provided by the board. Access Dufferin Peel is a working group comprised of board employee groups and education partners who are working together to provide accessible facilities and services for those with disabilities. To meet the requirements of the AODA, the board will use reasonable efforts to ensure our policies, practices, and procedures follow the principles of dignity, independence, equality of opportunity, and integration. This includes setting practices that cover the use of assistive devices by persons with disabilities to access the board's services. If a person with a disability is accompanied by a support person, the board will ensure that both people are permitted to enter the board. If there is a temporary disruption in the board's services or facilities generally used by persons with disabilities, the board will give notice of the disruption to the public. Here are some tips on how to interact with people who have disabilities. Don't complete the person's words or phrases for them, even if they are stuttering and appear to be struggling. If the person is having trouble answering, consider using questions that can be answered with a yes or no. Identify yourself when you approach and speak directly to the person. Never touch the person without asking permission, unless it is an emergency. If the person is using a guide dog, don't touch or speak to the dog, as it is working and should not be distracted. People with disabilities want to live life. They live in a world designed primarily for the able-bodied. People with disabilities want to live life no differently than anyone else. They want to be able to go shopping, go to the movies, go out to eat, work, and enjoy life, fully realizing that must be done within the boundaries of their limitations. As quoted by William E. Lightbourne, "Use the skills that I have got. Do not focus on what I have not. Of course, I am aware of my limitation, yet I am part of God's wonderful creation. Hold my hand and walk with me. We must break the back of social inequity. We must empower every individual with a disability to live with dignity in an inclusive society." Thank you for your support.